third pack of the Torah Mishnah Dalet. Noidrim laharogim. A person can make a neder to people that would kill him if he does not comply to them. What does it mean? The guy says, "I'll kill you." Or he wants to kill him because he has money, and he makes a neder that all this stuff I have is truma, and the guy won't kill him because he doesn't want any truma. We're talking about kind of a Jew that Ritzicha is not so important to him. That's his panosa. But eating truma he wouldn't do. So all the charomim, some other type of ganovim that they don't kill, but even for such a type of person, they'll take away all his money. He can make a neder that'll prevent them from taking away his money. The moichzim, tax collectors, that we're not talking about illegal tax collectors, because that you have to pay the taxes, but talking about ones that don't get your loyalty din. So there's also a type of ganovim. What's the neder he'll make? She truma, and make a neder that it's truma. Yeah. Even if he says that all the prayers of the world will be usher to me if this is not truma, still he can eat the prayers. It says the Gemara should have in mind that all the prayers, he says the words, all the prayers of the world will be usher to me if it's truma, and he thinks all the prayers will be usher to me today. Even though normally we don't go after your thought, you go by what you said, but here it's clear that you do not intend to say what you're saying because you just want to get away from these kind of. Or you could say Shem Shel Beis HaMelech, Avishen Beis HaMelech. You could say the same idea. All the prayers of the world will be us and me if this does not belong to the king. And by doing so, it will prevent these people from taking from him. B'shamim Ravim B'chol Noidrim Chutz Mi B'Shvue. B'shamim says you can make a neder, you can't make a shvue. Shvue is a more delicate thing. You can't use it even in this fashion. B'silam Rav B'shvue, even if you made a shvue that all the prayers should be also for shvue. If this is not the Beis HaMelech, he could also use it to protect himself from being stolen from. B'shami Yomim lo yiftach lo b'neder. B'shami says that you shouldn't come up to the Tzgadav and say, I'm going to make a neder, that all the payers should be also on me if this is not the king's. If the guy demands it, you're allowed to do it, but you shouldn't use this as a technique like Hatchila. B'shami Yomim lo yiftach lo, B'shami says, no, you could even be poitech. You could even offer him that. I'm going to make an edit to prove my point. Shamim v'mashu madiru, shamim v'mashayin madiru. Shamim says that if the Anna said, this Ganav told him to make an edit of a certain issue, you shouldn't pick another issue that you're going to make an edit to ask for something else. And they still says v'mashu nadiru, v'mashayin madiru. Everything is all right because you're just doing it as a way of getting out of this thing, and you have in mind that whatever you're asking on yourself is only for the day. Keter, Amaloi Amo Koinim Ishti Nenesli. He said, make a neder that you will not have an oath from your wife. The Amal Koinim Ishti Uvonai Nenimli. And he added more than he was asked to do. He said, that if this is not so, then my wife and my children should not have an oath from me. Vishami Yarim Ishti Muteras Uvonai Vasurim. Vishami says, what he asked, we didn't ask, he didn't ask. Bishami says that what they demanded from him to make an edder on, that does not take effect. But he added on his own volition, who told him to add that on? That takes effect, and his sons are also. Even if he added more than they requested from him, but he's doing it to strengthen the point so they shouldn't steal from him, and therefore it does not take place.